earth and sky.
A lot of the things which are important to life and a lot of the things which are important to energy, they all occur at a very small scale.
You're listening to Shell scientist Sergio Capusta. When he says small, he means the scale of atoms and molecules, the scale of a new technology, nanotechnology.
We think that nanotechnology has the potential to help us produce more energy. It can help us produce energy from more difficult sources. And third, it can also help us protect the environment, remove CO2, clean the water. That's the promise of nanotechnology.
Capusta said engineering at very small scales can dramatically improve the strength of steel, for example. He said some nanoparticles will be able to sense their environment, relay that information to scientists, and even repair themselves.
Applications of these self-repair materials could be, for example, for pipelines that will not leak, because if they break before they leak, they will repair themselves.
Plus, nano has applications in renewable energy.
Catalysts which are based on nanotechnology will make the conversion of hydrogen into energy that is in a fuel cell much more efficient than it is today.
Many scientists believe nanotech is part of the solution to the energy challenge of this century. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.